Today is the third Sunday of the Great Lent, and we all, of course, of us knows the story of the prodigal son. For some Christian parents, the prodigal son is a reality. Some of the parents suffer from some of their sons because they consider them a prodigal son. In the journey of life, we realize that we have no guarantee. We have no guarantee as Christian parents, no matter how we strive to raise and teach our kids. No matter how we spend time praying and trying to keep them in the track. But sometimes they reject all. Sometimes some of our kids reject all. Even in some of the families where they love and trust God, and it should be normal that the kids should raise up as a Christian and love and trust God as well. But what they found is the opposite. The story of the prodigal son is repeated twice. Once in the Old Testament, and the second in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, in 2 Kings chapter 18, Hezekiah the king was trusted and loved the Lord from all his heart, and he was considered maybe the best king in Judea who loved God and trusted him. And we assume it is logical that his son Manasseh loved and trusted God as well. But what happened? Manasseh, once he became a king and he was 12 years old, he immediately turned against God. And it is written in Second Chronicle 33, Manasseh did evil in the sight of the Lord. Manasseh was a wicked king. Although his father was very good man, was a godly man. He loved God, he trusted God, and he considered one of the best kings of Judah. Manasseh committed all sorts of adultery, sorcery, and immorality, including sacrifice his own children to the idols. But later, Manasseh was taken in chain to Babylon. Then he woke up. He woke up and he turned back to God and cried and screamed. And God heard Manasseh cry and accepted him and brought him back to Jerusalem. Manasseh was like a prodigal son who was raised in a very godly family. But once he reached 12 years old, he left God and turned against God. Why? I don't know. The same thing repeated again, but God is a loving God. he welcomed Manasseh back and he showed him that he is merciful, a loving God. In this story, our Lord Jesus Christ about the prodigal son is repeated the same. It is the story of rebellious son who rejected his father's upbringing. Prideful and strong, this son heads off to far city, far country, where he lived a wild life and where he squandered everything he has. Not until he confronted with the failure and despair, he wanted to return back home. Despair, asking if his father welcomed him back or not. But to his surprise, his father welcomed him without even question. Why you do that? His father welcomed him without question in his loving and forgiving arms. No amount of time, no amount of money, no amount of rebellion could get in the way of our loving and forgiving Father. He welcomed us. His unconditional love and his patience welcome us when we come back to his hand again. And God, we repeated the same verse, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. This parable will give us awesome message. Number one, God is patient and gracious, and he will be so patient with us, and he will accept us. Number two, God is willing to welcome each one of us home to his loving and forgiving arms. But the road for any prodigal son to return back home is different from one another. God will deal with them according to each case separately. But we as parents, we should never give up, no matter how far our children seem. We should never give up. If one of our children left us and is far, far from God, far, far from his home, please never give up how far he is. God give us this example to know our children sometimes go and turn away from God. Sometimes they turn away or turn against God. But God give us instructions what we should do. As the father did, he kept watching and praying. So if we have any case like that in our homes or our families, Please, this is the solution. Keep watching and praying, no matter how despairing this thing is. And remember this nice verse from Proverbs 22. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So we, as a parent, what we could do if one of our kids run away? Number one, we have to remember that once your children reach adulthood, you have in these countries no authority over him. You have no authority. The only authority is the authority of love. This is what we should use. Number two, only God who can save our kids. Only God who can save our kids and make them return back and turn it around and head back home. Only God can do that. What we should do? Watch, pray. Watch and pray. I remember a story. A girl ran away from her family, and people went to Baba Carlos and told him about their daughter. He told them, watch and pray. She will return back. And they watched and prayed. After 1 week, they found the girl knocking on their door. I'm back. If she is back, welcome her with loving and forgiving hands. No questions. No questions. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, didn't question his Son, but he welcomed him with love and forgive. May God save all our kids. But if anyone, if any families in our families have this case, please, we have three things to do. One, watch. Two, pray. Three, welcome them. No questions, welcome them back. We show them you're happy they're back. Just kill the calf, make dancing, singing that God return our son back to home. May God bless you all. Amen.